You are listening to the one and only Visionaries Wrestling Network, envisioning excellence and providing your perfect podcast experience.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Five Rounds Podcast, the only podcast out there with the cardio for those deep water championship rounds and also to be able to battle this coronavirus. I am Mags, and with me today, as always, my son Carlos. Carlos, how are you?
Oh, I'm not too bad. Better than this virus, but yeah. We'll get there.
We've been lucky, really, that we haven't really seen a lot of effect in our area, but yeah, it's hit a lot of people. Yeah, touch wood. Just everyone stay safe, wash your damn hands, wash your arse, and just
have a shower.
Don't be around people because they're dicks.
No speciality anyway.
So, no UFC again, as per the next event's actually scheduled for the end of end of April, if that still goes off. So me and Carlos are doing filler content again, and it's another quiz time. But this time, what we are doing is we are going for a quiz on UFC fighters and the nationalities. Ask Carlos a couple of questions about each division, and we'll just basically see how deep is MMA knowledge about these fighters go. Ready, Carlos?
Oh, well, as rare as I can be.
So like I said, there'll be two questions about each division. I think there's like 13 divisions, something like that. So it's going to be out of like a total 26, 28. And it's just for fun. We're not really keeping track of any scores or anything like that too much. So let's go first. In the heavyweight division, we'll go with. There are currently three Australian fighters in the heavyweight division. Can you name two of them? And this for 2 points. In fact, if you get two, you get 3 points. And if you can only get one, you obviously get 1 point.
Well, you got Tata Vasa.
Correct.
He's one of them. Australian. So obviously in the UFC now, I couldn't just say Malcolm.
Yeah, all these fighters are current UFC fighters. They may still be on suspension because of like anything to do with USADA and stuff like that, but they are all currently signed with UFC.
Right, so you've got Tyler Lassett.
I can give you some clues if you want.
I want to say who's that? He's white guy. He's a bit chubby, and he's in UFC. He's like sort of like a white version of Tyler Lassett in a way. I can't remember his name. I think he's Australian.
I'll give you a clue for them both. One of them lost recently to Marcos Rogério de Lima. That was in his debut. And the other one, he beat Juan Adams recently, and he's gone to 1-1.
Jesus, come on, Carlos.
I mean, you can pass if you want. I mean, getting 1 point at this stage is still a start. They are quite... You'll kick yourself when you hear them, but they are names that just wouldn't automatically pop into your head.
Do you know what I mean then, what I'm going to say out loud? What made me sound like a fucking idiot, but I'm going to say it anyway. He wears blue shorts. But I realise, I'm going to, he's from fucking Australia, he's going to wear fucking blue shorts. I'm going to have to pass.
Well, 1 point anyway. The other two were Ben Sassoli. He lost to Marcos.
I was about to say, he's the new one, isn't he?
And then the other one was Justin Taffer.
Can't remember his fucking name.
Okay, so next, there are five Brazilian fighters in the heavyweight division. I want you to name three.
In the heavyweight division?
In the heavyweight division.
Junior Dos Santos.
Junior Dos Santos, correct.
You got Junior Dos Santos.
One you had as a legend in when we recently did the draft.
One I had as a legend.
And he's currently serving a 2-year ban for.
Not
Nogueira,
though.
No, Nogueira is officially retired. His nickname is War Horse in Brazilian. Or Go Horse, sorry. Go Horse.
Vadum.
That's two. And another one, I can give you a clue straight away. I've already mentioned him in the first question.
Rafael Finger. I can't even fucking pronounce his name.
Rafael Pessoa. Yeah, that's right, that'll do. So that's 3 points there.
No, I'm happy with that. I dragged a couple back there.
You could have had Augusto Sakai. And you could have had the one I mentioned, Marcos Rogério de Lima. So let's go into the light heavyweight division. There's three Polish fighters. Jan Blachowicz, Mikhail Oleksychuk, and Marcin Perechnio. Which one of them has got the most wins in the UFC?
Probably, just off my knowledge for how long he's actually been in there, it's probably Blachowicz.
Correct, Blachowicz has got 9 wins. Lexi Chuck has got 2 and Prachnio has got 0.
Well, that's it. So what a lot of people... And obviously, if you're at home, when you listen to the podcast, play along at home, drop us your answers, let us know who you knew what nationalities these fighters were on our Twitter page. But what a lot of people don't realise is a lot of the new European faces have only just started coming to UFC in the last 5-7 years. Obviously, we've had everything like Khabib and all these other wrestling styles. It were only mainly in England that UFC targeted for Europe to try and get out there, and luckily enough it took off and they've got all these other now countries that they're looking into, and it's brilliant. But yeah, it's a fun little fact.
So on a recent event, UFC on ESPN Plus 23, Alexander Rakic lost to Volkan Uzdemir. Can you tell me the country that Ava Rakic is from or Volkan Uzdemir is from?
Volkan Uzdemir.
So I only want one country, one or the other.
And it's the lad, he's a tall motherfucker, isn't he? He's from Russia, him. Is he?
Is that what you want to go with?
The tall one. Say his name again, so...
Right, Volkan Uzdemir.
The name is probably misleading.
Hang
on a minute. It's from Sweden, isn't it?
So close.
Fucking hell, why have I got that wrong? Right, it's either Sweden or Norway or something.
And don't forget, you can have a go at Alexander Rakic's nationality if you want.
Alexander Rakic. He's a Czech Republic he's from. I'm going to have to pass on both of them. So
I can't give a yard of them, unfortunately. Alexander Rakic is from Austria.
Oh.
And you were so close on Uzdemir. He's actually from Switzerland.
Bastard. I can honestly say nationalities with the fighters is not my... I know more about fighting than I do about countries. Let's just put it that way. Geographics is sort of out the window of me. But we'll get there.
Right. In the lightweight division, there is 18 American fighters. Now, taking out all the ones that have had one fight only, who is the youngest of that group? So they've got to have fought at least twice, because there's a couple of young guys say Jamal Hill and Alexa Kamur who've only fought one time.
Probably the youngest now, I think, is he 20? The youngest is
I'll give you a clue, he's got a record of 3-0.
to say Reyes, but then obviously I forgot to be said, I'm gonna, he's old as shit.
No, Reyes is 30. The person who's young, who's younger than him is, Reyes would have actually been joint second place. The person who's younger than him is 2 years younger, he's 28.
Shit. Ah. So, just see me, Ed. Let's go for some American. In fact, is in that division now. I'm just trying to go through farts now in my head, rather than just like roster, just farts in my head, just like see what American farts I can pull out who were in that division now. So there's only a couple in the like the top five, and they're not.
He's not top five, but he's definitely climbing. His nickname is Superman.
Superman. Fuck.
Do you want to pass?
Yeah, I have to.
Ryan Spann.
Oh, fucking hell, he's... I would have never got that. He would have never have come to... I've only watched him fight a couple of times, and he would have never have come to my head.
So let's go to the middleweights. I'll toss you a softball. There's three English fighters in that middleweight division, and two of them have got the same first name. Who are they?
Well, you've got more Darrens in there.
Darren.
Darren Stewart.
And?
Darren Till.
Correct.
And then you've all... So you, there's
if,
three...
If you can get the next one, I'll give you a bonus point. So far you're on 6 points.
So there's three in that one. So obviously you've got both Darrens in the middleweight division. Obviously, Leon Edwards is obviously not from... He fights out of England, but he's in the welterweight. He's actually from Nigeria, he's from somewhere like that. So the
only one left, he recently lost to Brendan Allen at UFC Fightnight 169. He's got a record of 4-2, and his nickname is The Terror. I mean, you've got your point anyway, so...
I know, but I'm trying to think off the top of my head now, because I need to pull some of these back. right, so that last one's not... He's not in the top 10.
No.
I can stop thinking about him. Go to low-level tier fighters. Prelim fighter. So who's... What's Alan Fingy fighting? He's not middleweight then.
Is it about Arnold Allen?
Arnold Allen.
I think he might be Canadian anyway.
I think it is him. Shit, right, pass, fuck it.
The answer is Tom Breeze.
Fuck off!
You knew that, didn't you?
I fucking did, oh my god. In my head, I don't know why the fuck I thought that, but in my head I said welterweight when his name crossed. Why did I say, what a knobhead.
You still got a point, you're on 6 points anyway, and this one you should get, who's the only Australian in the middleweight division.
Who's the only Australian in the middleweight division? Who's the only Australian? Whitaker.
Correct.
Fucking hell, I don't have to think about it. Adesanya proper put me off. I'm like, New Zealand, Nigeria. No one else from these, like, city kickboxing. Shit, yeah. Biscuit knees.
So, going into now the welterweight division, let's have a look at this. Is that a tart one? Oh yeah, I was gonna spring a pretty brutal one on you, but I don't think I will. There's one Korean fighter in the welterweight division, nicknamed the Stun Gun. What's his name?
Korean fighter?
Yeah.
Well, he's not a North Korean fighter because they're not allowed out of the country. South Korea, obviously he's not a zombie because he fights in featherweight. One Korean fighter is... Fuck knows.
Do you give up?
Yeah. Well, don't give up, but I'll pass.
Dong Hyun Kim. the stun gun.
I apologise here.
It happens. It's unfortunately, it annoys you when you know the answers after you've heard them. It just pisses you off so much. Again, like the last division, there's three English people in this division. Again, can you name two?
In the welterweight division.
In the welterweight division.
Welterweight division, three English ones. Okay, we have to have clues.
One is incredibly close to a title shot, and there was headlining a card that just got cancelled in London.
Welterweight.
Welterweight.
No, 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 fighting Woodler.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. These fucking names, what left me head.
I know. Two piece in a soda.
I know exactly what you're on about as well. Danny Roberts.
Danny Roberts is one, it's not the one I were on about.
Well shit, I got that well. That one was lucky. Danny Roberts.
He's literally, if he wins.
Leon Edwards.
Leon
Edwards. But hang on a minute. I thought he were. I didn't think he were English.
Yeah, he's English.
So he's. Hang on a minute. I thought he were from like Nigeria somewhere.
No, he's English. The only Nigerian in that division is Usman.
Fair enough.
The other one, who is currently on a 2-year suspension for cocaine, is Brad Scott.
Yeah, fuck that. That'll be shit anyway.
So you're currently on 8 points, and you've clawed some back, really, doing well. Going into the lightweights, and now there is 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 Brazilians. I want 4.
In the lightweight division, do you want 4?
4 out of 11. That's pretty good odds, because some of these are banging names.
I'm going to take Barbosa, because he had fought at featherweight yet, and he's only going
Barbosa,
down.
Barbosa, yeah.
So Barbosa's one of them. Dos Anjos.
Dos Anjos is at welterweight.
Oh yeah, shit, little tubby bastard moved up, didn't he? So you got Dos Anjos in there.
No, you haven't.
No, you haven't. You got fucking Barbosa in there. Fucking hell. So, lightweight, there you got Charles Oliveira. You got, hang on a minute, it's Cowboy. Can I put Cowboy in there? Is he at welterweight? Not Charles Oliveira. What's the other one called?
I know what you mean. He's at welterweight anyway, I think, anyway.
Oh, right, yes.
Alex Oliveira,
yeah, he's at welterweight, isn't he?
Yeah.
So you've got Charles Oliveira, Barbosa.
One of them literally recently beat John McDessa. And they're in the last event, the one what in Brazil, where they have no commentators.
Lightweight.
In fact, a couple of them fought there. One beat that Demir Hadzevich. Do you know the one who kicked off? He went, "You should not have made me tap so quick, then."
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's the name. I can see the faces right there. It's just trying to think of the nationality with the faces. With
one
the
has
name
your
is
name.
Quite fucking hard. Eh?
One has your name.
Yeah, but to try to get his fucking last name is just.
They've all got pretty decent records as well. Well, a couple of them are going towards the bottom of like 1-1 and 1-2, but after that. They've all had at least 6 fights.
Oh.
I mean, you've got 2 points anyway, so you're on 10.
Yeah, but this one's for 4 though, so I want at least another one. So, in the top 10, how many's in the top 10 out of them?
Probably one more, maybe two. Yeah, I think maybe 2 of them.
I see.
The others are like floating around. If you say like top 15, I'd say about 4 of them are still in it.
Oh my god, Carlos, you knobhead. So you got lightweight, right. Let's go through. We've got Khabib, we've got Tony, we've got Paul Felder, we've got Demuka, so we can take them out. They're near enough top 5. Fuck it, I'm thinking way too hard about that. I'm going to have to pass.
Right, so you got Oliveira and Barbosa. You could have had Francisco Trinaldo.
I'm fucking walking out
there. Leonardo Santos. Alan Patrick, that Brazilian name, Alan Patrick. Carlos Diego Ferreira.
Mm.
The one that kicked off because his fart finished quickly was Renato Moicano.
Yeah, I've got these names, man.
And then you could have Joaquim Silva, Davi Ramos, Thiago Moises, and Alex da Silva Caleo. Let's go with now. There is 5 Russians in the lightweight division. There's Khabib Nurmagomedov, Alexander Yakovlev, Islam Makhachev, Magomed Mustafayev, and Demir Ismagulov. 2 of them are undefeated. Obviously, you know one of them is Nurmagomedov, but who is the other one that is undefeated?
Well, let's put it this way. Thank you for reading all the names out, because I would have only got one of them and fucking moved the fuck on.
So, is it Alexander Yakovlev? Is it Islam Makhachev?
Makhachev.
Is that your answer? Or do you
no, it's not. No, it's not. Carry on.
Magomed Mustafayev or Demir Ismagulov?
Go back to the third to last one you just said.
Magomed Mustafayev.
What? Second?
The second was Alexander Yakovlev.
Has any of them got the same last name as Khabib?
No.
Right. And it's in a lightweight, and I know it is. It's the one that looks like a fucking homeless guy, but it kick every other homeless guy's arse if he fucking
to be fair, tries to take it box. To be fair, a lot of those Dagestanis look like that anyway.
Yeah, it's proper rough as fuck. Just like, I don't have an house, I don't have an haircut, but I know how to fucking wrestle you. Say the names again.
Right, this is the last chance now. They hurt me throat when you say them. Alexander Yakovlev, Islam Makhachev, Magomed Mustafayev.
Him.
You think it's...
I'm going to go with him because it's the tall, skinny one. The tall, skinny one who had that awesome fight with... he's in flyweight.
You're on about Magomed Cherub.
Yeah, I am. It's the last one he said.
Demir Ismagulov, yeah.
It is.
He's 3-0.
Well, I don't even know. This is what I mean. Think about trying nationalities. In fact, I'm just fucking the weight class off altogether and just trying to just chuck them all into a pile. If you were playing at home, if you found it as hard as I am, then you played it right.
So let's go into the featherweight. There's... No, because one of them is a bum. I can't really give you that question. He actually is. He really is as well. He's literally a record of 0-2. Yeah, he's crap. Let's go with... There are 3 South Koreans in this division.
In the featherweight?
In the featherweight division. I want 2 of them, and 2 of them you should get.
Well, at least
One of them you'd probably like, yeah, probably didn't know him.
Well, one of them I've already said already, that's Zamba.
Yeah, and you can give me the nickname as well, you don't have to give me the...
Oh, I'm fucking got him there, because I can't say some of these names.
The other the main one, he does not look his age, let's just say that. He looks about 11.
Yeah, I know. He looks the one who looks like a child, the one who basically Dana White creams over.
Yeah.
Dong Young Son, is it him?
No. He's got a nickname. Obviously you've said Kareem Zombie, but his nickname is the Korean something else.
I wanna say a fucking Korean baby or something.
It's not actually that far away.
Korean child.
Do you want to give up?
No, because I know him exactly. Can I draw you a picture? fucking hell. You're going to have to say his name for us. I can't.
He's the Korean Superboy.
That's it.
Do Ho Choi.
That's it.
And the other one was Seung Woo Choi.
Yeah, I never would have got. Fucking these Korean bastard names.
Right.
I love this game.
So, in this division, there's 4 Brazilians. I want you to then name the one that I'm leaving out. Right, so I'm going to give you three of the names, and you've got to give me the one that I'm missing out. So Brazilian featherweights, right? So we've got Douglas Silva de Andrade, we've got Ricardo Ramos, and we've got Herbert Burns. Who am I missing out in the featherweight division?
Well, the fucking King of Rio. You're missing out. Where's Waldo? Missing out. Who's it?
He's not in the featherweight division.
Yeah, he fucking is. He's fighting for the title.
But on this is.
Oh no! Shit! It's featherweight. I'm thinking of. Oh wait.
He's gone down.
No, he's gone down. Yeah, he's gone down. Wait, man. No, you're missing out.
Someone who you cream your pants over.
In the featherweight division.
And his and actually his nickname is Ice Cream as well, which is. Recently lost to Cub Swanson.
Oh, for... Right, just think about the weight classes for one Carlos.
Got a very famous legacy.
I know you're on about as well, Gracer, but I can't fucking say his first name. Cronin.
Yeah.
Cronin Gracer.
Pulled that out of your arse.
I knew exactly when you said I knew exactly what we're on about, but I just couldn't say it. His first name. Yeah. And when you like said Ice Cream, it was just like in my head. It was like it's definitely him. But what the fuck is his name?
So now we're going into the bantamweights. There's two Russians. Can you name? I think I should actually ask you for both because one is like elite level in this division, and the other is. Maybe not so much elite level, but the name he has is elite level.
What in?
And this is in the bantamweight division.
One of them. He got suspended with Khabib because he fucking punched. He punched Conor. That's Khabib's cousin, isn't it?
Saeed Nurmagomedov.
That's what that name. One I got. And then the other one.
We both said he should have got a title shot.
I know. He's just fucking. His wrestling is just fucking phenomenal. He's just fucking strength. My God. Right. So I just did bantamweight. Judo. Champion. You're fighting Jose Aldo. Bantamweight. You can take away.
Remember, he's got to be Russian.
Yeah, you can take away that bold Brazilian one. Take away Sterling.
What are you talking about, Moraes?
Yeah, take away Moraes. Volkanov. No, not Volkanovski. He's
the next division up. He was a champion.
Yeah.
And he's also actually Australian.
Yeah, there you are. Well, he's New Zealand, isn't it? Not Australian.
Check.
He's definitely New Zealand. If he's New Zealand, no, fuck it, I want that as a point.
I'm looking off scale. No, Australian.
For fuck's sake.
I'm taking that point, actually.
Oh, I need these points, man. I've got fucking none of them.
You're doing, you've got 14 so far.
Yeah, that's not enough. Pass.
Petty Jan.
That. Fuck yeah, I'm gonna smash my table up.
Right, so in this division, there's two people tied for the oldest fighter in the division. One is Guido Canete, who's Argentinian, and the other is American.
In the bantamweight.
In the bantamweight division. Who is it?
Well, he's come back. It's the American kid. It's fucking Uriah Faber.
Uriah Faber is correct. 40.
He's a fucking true legend. And a crazy bastard for coming back in that division. That's just fucking stacked with animals.
Right. In going into the flyweight division now. Obviously, there's not as many fighters in this division. There's 2, 4, 6 Brazilians. I'll make it easy, I want 2.
In the flyweight division.
In the flyweight division.
You've got
One of them obviously fought for the towel pretty recently, and Miss Wakes is a big fat fatty.
Yeah. The flyweight division, you've got... I know he is, he fought Benavidez. His name just fucking left me. When he came into the UFC, he always had like a white or red strap in his fucking hair. Had it like yellow for like 200, one that he fought or something. I can't fucking pronounce his name. We've also got in that division the one who is it when is he Brazilian who Demetrius armbar who Demetrius Johnson basically did that suplex armbar. Is he Brazilian? I think he's Brazilian.
One of them fought recently lost to another. He's Mexican. Brandon Moreno.
Huh?
One of them lost. He was basically a top contender and he lost to Brandon Moreno.
I'm just trying to get his name before Benavidez, who missed weight. I'm just fucking trying to get his name. Because he's just fucked it.
He's got a record of 7-1.
Fucking hell. I have to pass because I can't say his name.
So we've got Juicy Famiga.
That's who just fucking fought.
He lost to Moreno.
Yeah.
Alexandra Pantoja. Ruggiero Bontarin. Bruno Gustavo da Silva. Rulian Parva, and the one that you were struggling to get and you're going to kick yourself. Davison Figueiredo.
Yeah, I'm
going to
fucking walk out. I'm fucking walking.
Right, so... This division is packed out with Americans. There's 2, 4, 6, 8 Americans. Out of all them, which one has the most wins over losses, so the best kind of win-loss record? Obviously, you've got... I'm going to take Benavidez out because he's hands far and away higher than everyone. He's got that 14 wins more than losses. So we've got Tim Elliott, we've got Ray Borg, we've got Matt Schnell, we've got Mark De La Rosa, Alex Perez, Jordan Espinoza, and Tyson Nam. Which one of them would you say has the better win-loss ratio?
I'm probably gonna say just out of like Sheer, who's been like getting that title shots and whose name, American name, springs out there, is the one. The last question I thought it was fucking Brazilian. He's clearly not now. He's American. And the one who lost to Demetrius Johnson, I think it's Ray Borg who's got the better win to loss rate.
Ray Borg is +3. Tied with Alex Perez at +3. And that's right. It's correct answer.
Oh, really? Was it?
So let's go into the women's featherweight division. How many fighters are actually in this division?
In the women's featherweight division.
In the women's featherweight division. I'll give you a clue. I can count them on my hands.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They haven't been able to make a top 10, and they've been able to like lose in Cyborg, and you've only got like obviously Deranger Mandeville going down. You've only got Megan Anderson, mm-hmm. You've got Amanda Nunes in there. And those, they're like your top names. The one that that Leanne or Laura, she called, the one who just fought. Oh no, wait, that's Finger Division. Okay, I'm gonna say 7.
Oof, the 6.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
There's only one country that appears twice. What country?
Have to be America, though. Oh, hang on a minute. It's either going to be America or Brazil. Brazil. I'm going to say Brazil.
Yeah, it's Brazil. You've got Megan Anderson, who's Australian.
I was thinking that straight. I thought she was the only Australian.
Nunes and Viana are Brazilians. Then you've got Felicia Spencer, who's Canadian. Zara Fenn, Dos Santos is French. And then Leah Letson, who I think you ran about earlier. She's the only American. Let's go into the bantamweight division. but yeah, this is packed full of Americans. There's the 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 Americans. I want 5.
From the bantamweight?
From the women's bantamweight division.
From the women's bantamweight division. Ollie Holm.
Correct. That's 1 point.
You've got the one who got Aspen Ladd.
Aspen Ladd, correct. So that's 2.
Oh, Aspen Ladd. Women's bantamweight. Roxanne Modafferi. She's women's bantamweight,
isn't it? Is she? Or is she not a flyweight? I think she's not a flyweight, mate. She is flyweight.
She's flyweight?
Yeah.
What can you double her? I mean that. So, you got Ollie Holm, Aspen Ladd.
Yeah.
Shaza. Nina Ashcroft's not in there, is she? Because she wouldn't be in that way. She's the one who's fucking being able to, like, not get her face kicked in by Nunes. She's the one going out of her, so.
Oh, Ashnaroff.
Yeah, she's not in that way.
No, she's the next weight down, I think.
Bantamweight. Fuck. I need a couple of clues. I've got 2 so far.
Right, one of them has the nickname Rocky.
Oh, Rocky,
she lost to Holly Holm, not one.
Yeah, I know, P, P.
What's her first name? What did you get her first name?
That's why she's called Rocky, because it sort of rhymes, like, something like Rocky. Oh.
Raquel.
Raquel Pennington.
Yeah. Next one. She was due to fight Macy Kiazon recently, and for some strange reason she's got a one-on-one record in UFC, but I think she's like number 3 in the ranking.
Is that that?
First name's Nico.
Fucking hell,
I'm
going to say Nico Brasen, but that's a dude. Oh fuck, I'm gonna have to stick it with them 3.
Okay, so that takes you to 19 points. You could have had Sarah McMahon, Juliana Pena, Marion Renault, you said Holly Holm and Aspen Ladd, Nico Montano, Sejara Eubanks, Macy Kiazon, Julia Avila, Tracy Cortez, and Shanna Young. Right, let's go into. Was that the only question I asked in that division? It was, wasn't it? Yeah, so we'll go back to this division then. Well, there's one Dutch fighter in the women's bantamweight division. Who is it?
The one who lost, the one who basically fucking sucker punched Ali on my face like 9 times.
What's her name?
Dranger Andermann.
Correct, so that takes you on to 20 points.
Can I have a bonus point for that?
That was your point. I put 1 point.
I mean a bonus point. The bonus point.
Into the women's flyweight division. There is 2. I want to make sure I get the right country because I know that they're not happy being called what they are. But there's 2 Kyrgyzstan fighters in this division, and they're both sisters.
Oh, you're on about Shevchenko's. Valentina Shevchenko and her little sister, her little big sister. Oh fucking hell! They don't even look like sisters. Like they are sisters. Like a little big. She's tall as fuck. She's skinny as. This. Nope.
Did you give up? You'll know it when I say it.
Just, you've already got Valentina Shevchenko. Put her over there. Valentina.
She recently beat Lucy Pugilova.
Yeah, I think both of her goes there and the fucking... what is the fucking name now? Right, North Pass.
Antonina Shevchenko.
That's it. Fucking Jesus.
Right, so in this division as well, there is one English fighter and one Scottish fighter. Give me either of them.
In the women's...
In the women's bantam... women's flyweight division.
One English one.
Yeah.
Is she Scouse? Is it the Scouse one?
Her nickname's Meatball.
Yeah, I know you're on about. To me, she basically looks like the woman's version of Darren Till.
Yeah, she does. It sounds like him.
That's it, she is. It's just...
The Scottish one has been around a lot longer. In fact, I think she's due to face Valentina Shevchenko for the title soon.
Oh. I can honestly say I don't know what the Scots one is, but the English one's pissing me off.
The Scottish one is Joanne Calderwood.
That's it.
The English one, her first name's Molly.
Yeah. Why do I want to say Molly Meatball? No. I fucking lost it. No, lost them.
Molly McCann. Okay, let's go into...
That name, there's something wrong with that name, McCann. It's
went missing. going into the strawweight division, there's two Polish fighters in this division. Both quite near the top of the division. Where were they?
In the strawweights.
In the strawweight division.
Joanna.
Joanna and...
The one who got basically her eyeball blasted out, and she still said she's not going to give it up. She's still going to keep fighting. The one who she basically had like a, near enough like a trilogy fight with Joanna.
She lost to that Yang Jiang Yang.
Yeah, in the last fight where her fucking her eyeball basically blew up. She's fucking proper sweet and innocent. She doesn't do all in Cage. She just leans against Cage when she's about to just punch him in the face. Got a name. The name's... The face is there, the name's not. And I just can't pull it out from that fucking bag of roster.
She's called... Her nickname is the Polish Princess.
Yeah. I mean, she's...
Wow, she's actually got a record where she's lost more than she's won.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. That's why I'm saying she's fucking not giving up. Like, she's gone a bit of a downturn in her career. Oh, I'm going to have to pass. That's a...
Carolina.
Jokovic. Ah, fuck it. I'm not even going to try.
Kowalkiewicz.
Jokovic. Close enough.
Right. Let's... Wow. This will be an interesting one. So there's 2, 4, 6, 8... 10, 12, 14, 16, 17 US women in this division. In the strawweight division. I want the oldest fighter in this division in those Americans. She's not the oldest fighter in the full division. That's Alex Chambers. I want the oldest American fighter. Do you want me to give you the names so you can like picture whether they're how old they are? So we've got Nina Ansarov, we've got Carla Esparza, we've got Rose Namajunas, we've got Jessica Pena, we've got Felice Herrig, Tisha Torres, Angela Hill, Michelle Waterson, Courtney Kaser, Tatiana Suarez, Ashley Yoder, Cynthia Calvalio, Emily Whitmire, Mackenzie Dern, Hannah Seifers, Brianna Van Buren, and Mallory Martin.
Right, it's either going to be Nina or Angela Hill or what's she called? The one who first picked up the title. She basically got the title. She lost it to Joanna.
Esparza.
Carla Esparza. I'm going to basically leave everyone else out and focus on them three. for how because Carlos Esparza and out of them two, I'm gonna drop Nina Ashcroft. But for how long I've sort of known Carlos Esparza to be fighting for in that Invicta coming over, yeah, and then Angela Hill
21 times.
I'm gonna have to. It's either Angela Hill or Carlos Esparza. So which one do we 50-50? Gamble, because I'm saying Carlos Esparza or Angela Hill. I'm gonna say.
You ruled out the actual winner.
Is it Carlos Esparza?
Carlos Esparza is 32. No, Carlos Esparza wasn't the oldest. Carlos Esparza is only 32 now. I would not have thought that. I would have thought she were well older than that. The actual oldest is Jessica Penya, 37-year-old.
Fucking hell.
And she's only fought 17 times in her career.
That's what I was thinking of. What the f... I need to find some of her older fights because I have not... When I have said it, she doesn't look... She, fucking hell, ages done her well then.
Yeah. So you got a total of 21, I think that's a lot better than I would have done.
I'll be at that.
Yeah, 21 into double figures and past 20, so yeah, it's a great score. Anyway, so that was another filler episode. You can follow me on Twitter at DJ Kirby, follow this guy here at Kirby_Carlos, follow the show at 5 Rounds Pod. You can, obviously, you know that we're on the Visionaries Wrestling Network, but now we're also going to be on the Smart to Death Radio Network as well, so yeah, exciting times here at 5 Rounds. Anyway, thank you for listening, and that is the end.
And just before we leave it, if you would like us to do anything that you would like to hear, so if you have any suggestions, just give us a quick tweet and we'll somewhat schedule it in there. And if you're luckily enough, because of all this coronavirus and that lot, you might even be able to be a guest on the 5 Rounds Pod. Now we're over 2 networks, we're going to be looking at doing a lot more, obviously we call them filler episodes, but we're going to be doing a couple more episodes throughout the month.
But obviously not just covering... We've at least got probably about 3 or 4 to go.
Well, that's it, because obviously we're now going over 2 networks, we can span over a bit more followers. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, if you've got any suggestions and you'd like us to do anything, just drop us a quick tweet. And if, like I said, if you're lucky enough, you could be on the show. And again, that is the end. Adios, amigos.
You are listening to the one and only Visionaries Wrestling Network, envisioning excellence and providing your perfect podcast experience.